Hello.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support.
Yes. I have requested a refund on my card.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Have a good day. Over the last 3 weeks, and you all said within 3 to 5 days it would be back. This is my third time calling you all. The charge was for Better Wellness Plan, which I never ordered. It's a scam. I have confirmation numbers from two of your agents. The last person I spoke to was Shanita in Alabama. If you all don't refund my money, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau and file charges against you, and I'm going to call my attorney. I will not let you all take almost $60 just from fraud. I'm not going to do it. I want my money, and I want it today, whatever you have to do. Because every time I call, you all say, it'll be on there. Y'all haven't put anything on there. But I want my money, and I want it today. So who do I need to talk to? Because I'm tired of playing.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to help you today. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name, please, to locate the account?
72223. My name is Martha Blackman.
Thank you for that.
And I'm tired of going through this, too. Y'all not going to keep my money. Y'all got the wrong one now.
Okay,
y'all
can I
commit this fraud to everybody else, but I'm not going to tolerate it.
Yes, Ms. Blackman, I understand your frustration. I'd be more than happy to help you. I just have to access the account to give you some better information. Do you mind verifying the shipping address for me, please, for security purposes?
1501 Rollin Road, Apartment 304 in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Perfect. Thank you for that information. So the account that I have located here, this was for the Bites Hub. There was a contest entry for a mixer. I show that the account has been canceled. The refund of $59.89 was issued back on 6/21, and you're stating you don't have those funds available?
I do not.
Okay. Are you looking at your statement, or are you just checking on your online account?
I'm checking my online account and my balance. I know what I have in there, and I know when $59.89 to get in there.
Okay, no problem. So because our system at this time is showing that the refund was processed on the 21st of June, which would have been on a Tuesday, we do allow 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect. The Tuesday through Friday would have been 4 business days, and then yesterday would have marked the 5th one. What I would suggest that you do is contact your card company that you bank with for this particular charge, have them verify that the refund is not reflecting and give us a call back, because our end indicates that it was submitted, but it takes 3 to 5.
I talked to them earlier. I even gave them the confirmation number. They said they couldn't do anything with the confirmation number.
Okay.
It just has to wait until it gets there. So it has not been entered into my account.
Right. So we do need to have the bank on the line to tell us that that refund is not reflecting at this time, because we show that it went through successfully on our end. And if your banking institution told you that it hasn't been the allotted business days for it to process and be available, that could be due to their processing time to make those funds available.
Well, I just told you they don't see it.
Right. So we have to hear that from them in order for us to be able to do anything.
Well,
anymore.
I don't know how I would be able to put you in contact with them. You're not going to call them.
Well, what I would suggest, because your card company can actually make a 3-way call with you already on the line, so you don't have to do anything. Just call them and let them know that you don't see the refund reflecting. This company says that it has been issued, and if the banking institution says it's not been refunded, say, okay, we'll put them on a 3-way call with us so that they can verify it's not in my account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. You all are doing things to make it impossible to put you two together, because I had to hold on line for 3 minutes. Well, you see, I had to call. You all had to call me back. And then they're not going to hold on like that, just holding on. They're working.
Oh, yes,
so
they will.
You all are doing things to make it impossible to get my refund. But like I said, I'm calling my attorney. I'm not going to play with you all. Y'all can jip other folks, but I'm not the one for it. You done run on the wrong one. I want my money, and I want it today. And y'all need to quit all this fraud before you run into the wrong person. Y'all just be taking people's money out of their account. And you know you're doing wrong because the stuff you got on there is deceitful. It's deceitful. And then it said $2 and y'all charging $60. Y'all deceitful. Y'all going to be lost, dying, go to hell for all of this fraud. I'm sick of you people. I'm just sick of you. Money rules y'all. But this money coming back to my card, you tell whoever you need to tell. Have your owners, your boss, your supervisor. Anybody can call me. I'll repeat it because I'm sick of it. Y'all fraudulent people, you devils, put my money back in my card, and I mean today. Do you get it?
Okay. As I mentioned to you, Ms. Blackman, just please have your bank call in with you on the line to verify that refund is not reflecting.
Now, who am I speaking with?
My name is Kayla.
Kayla, where are you located?
We're located in Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Birmingham.
Now, I'm sick of this. It's wasting my time. Keep calling back. I want my money.
Totally understand. And as I mentioned to you, it could just be that it's your bank processing times that is a little bit longer than what we typically advise. So we do show that that refund was issued back successfully. If you can just call us back with them on the phone with you and we can verify they do not see those funds reflecting, we'd be glad to see what more that there is for us to do.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.